Attorney General William Barr used his final public appearance to publicly disagree with President Trump today on election fraud and Hunter Biden. He said there is no reason to assign a special prosecutor for either. Barr also announced criminal charges in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. Nearly 200 Americans were killed when that happened in 1988. News Nation's national political correspondent Dean Reynolds breaks it all down for us tonight. Dean.
Marnie, from the outset of the international investigation of the bombing that took down Pan Am Flight 103 32 years ago today, there was suspicion that there was a third co-conspirator beyond the two men who were charged as masterminds in the terrorist attack, and that the co-conspirator was believed to be the bomb maker. The United States has now charged that man with terrorism and wants to put him on trial.
Good evening. There's been a major air crash tonight near the Scottish border.
It took about 5 minutes for all the pieces of Pan Am 103 to fall to earth, leaving a blanket of death and destruction across 850 square miles. In addition to the 259 souls on board the plane, 11 people in the Scottish town of Lockerbie were killed by the debris. It was 4 days before Christmas 1988. Today, Attorney General William Barr made the announcement about the alleged bomb maker, Abu Aguila Massoud.
Today, Massoud remains in Libyan custody, and we intend to work closely with our Scottish counterparts to use every feasible and appropriate means to ensure that he answers for his part in the Lockerbie bombing. And it is our hope that Libyan authorities will allow Massoud to be tried for this crime in the United States and will provide the support and witnesses necessary for us to bring him to justice. We have no reason to think that that government is interested in associating itself with this heinous act of terrorism, and so we are optimistic that they will turn him over to face justice.
Of the two other Libyans who were charged, one was acquitted while the other was convicted and is now dead. Barr, who was Attorney General in 1991 when the original charges were filed, said today that all three were working for the regime of the late Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
The affidavit also alleges that the operation had been ordered by the leadership of Libyan intelligence, and that after the downing of the aircraft, Gaddafi had personally thanked Massoud for the successful attack on the United States.
Barr and other officials explained that the crack in the case involved an interview Massoud, who was under arrest for his ties to Gaddafi, gave to Libyan intelligence 8 years ago, in which he allegedly spoke of his role in the bombing. U.S. intelligence acquired the interview in 2017. Mike Sherwin is acting district attorney for Washington, D.C.
The United States believes we have an extremely compelling case and can clearly prove this case beyond a reasonable doubt at trial.
To the families of those who died in the sky over Lockerbie all those years ago, I know that the small step we take today cannot compensate for the sorrow you feel to this day. But I hope that you will find some measure of solace in knowing that we in the United States government, on behalf of the American people and in partnership with our counterparts in Scotland, have never relented and will never relent in the pursuit of justice for you and for your loved ones.
Today's press conference was Barr's last as Attorney General. He leaves office on Wednesday. And counter to what multiple publications have reported that the president wants, Barr told reporters he sees no reason to appoint a special counsel to oversee the tax investigation of President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
I think that it's being handled responsibly and professionally currently within the department, and to this point, I have not seen a reason to appoint a special counsel, and I have no plan to do so before I leave.
Nor will he appoint a special counsel to look into what the president insists was widespread voter fraud that cost him re-election.
Now, that does not close the book on either case, though, because Barr's replacement, Jeffrey Rosen, could take a different stand on the question of special counsels when he takes over as acting attorney general. So far, Rosen has not made his intentions clear.